Com. Hi, America, and everyone else. Kate Delaney here on ATN, and oh, what an hour we have for you. If you win our silly little contest, Nail the Score, you'll win some cool prizes. Perfect timing, right? With Christmas around the holidays and the other holidays that are now upon us, like Hanukkah. So I guess Hanukkah is wrapped around Christmas. Hanukkah, for the first time in, what, it won't happen again for 70,000 years, something like that, that Hanukkah actually started on Thanksgiving. Isn't that crazy? So we're not crazy. We're going to give away some things. If we have a winner, our computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to know how to pick a team and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. It's kind of like playing the lottery, only you're not plunking down the dollar or two that you have to pay to get a lottery ticket. The big thing that people, I think, are partially talking about, it's a break from all of the Obamacare stuff that has people crazed this holiday season and scared to death heading into 2014, is the sad, sad story of Newtown, Connecticut, and what happened there almost a year ago. It's almost that anniversary. And, boy, I hate to even call it an anniversary. It's just so sad and awful what happened to those 20 kids and the six adults in Sandy Hook Elementary. The 911 calls were not released until just today. The AP fought to have them released. There was some back and forth with some judges, but in the end, the 911 calls hit the airwaves across America and beyond. Here is a little bit of one of those calls.
Newtown 911, what's the location of the emergency?
Sandy Hook School. I think there's somebody shooting in here. Sandy Hook School.
Okay, what makes you think that?
Because somebody's got a gun. I saw a glimpse of somebody. They're running down the hallway.
Okay.
They're still running. They're still shooting. Sandy Hook School, please.
Barbara.
Just awful to hear that, isn't it? Ooh, terrible. Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut had some thoughts about why the calls could be helpful, because some of the things you might be able to learn from what was on the calls, what the tapes were about, and then his push for gun control. Take a listen.
The nation will be better served if we heed the views of more than 90% of American people who want sensible, common sense measures to stop gun violence. The courage of the teachers and other staff that responded, their voices are on the tapes, the determination and bravery of the first responders and police.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, the woman, you could tell that she certainly was shook up in that call. And of course she was, because she's there in the school. And you heard her say, I saw a glimpse of somebody running down the hallway. They're still running. They're still shooting. Sandy Hook School, please. That's what she said there. And, those audio recordings after nearly this year of the after the second deadliest shooting in our history in the U.S. show a little bit of a glimpse into that horrific day last December. And they show really actually one thing, the composure of the people on the other end, the dispatchers who got those calls, because I'm sorry, it's only human. I mean, when you hear that about somebody shooting school, the hair on your arms and in the back of your neck just must stand up. But you have to be collected, because you have to be able to try to assist and help and who knows, in certain cases, maybe save somebody. And they, well, all they can do is assure them that somebody's on the way. And they ask about the kids, and the staff is told to stay inside the school and to take cover, and you can hear gunfire in a couple of the, sadly, in a couple of the calls, and Blumenthal is pushing for gun control and thinks gun control throughout the country would make more sense and would prevent people like Adam Lanza, who shot himself cowardly less than 5 minutes after, you know, the last call came in, and after he killed 26 people, then also including his mom, he shot his mother too as well. So here he drives a couple of miles to the school, and we still don't know anything. He takes to the grave with him the why question. Why are you doing this? Why did this happen? What was it in his mind that sent him to the school that that day? So some people, since this has happened, and here we are now, a year, almost a year later, as I said, a new CNN ORC poll showed that 49% of Americans say they support stricter gun control laws, 50% opposed, so pretty much split down the middle. The 49 support is down 6 percentage points from the 55 who say that they backed stricter gun control in polling from January, just a few weeks after that terrible, terrible tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary. I mean, I'll say this again. It's not the guns. It's not a cliche to say that. I think it's true. I think that the schools, if anything, should just be on much more high alert, that you can't pretend that there isn't this possibility, that hopefully it never, ever, ever happens to the school that you're in, that you're running, that your child goes to. But you would be wise to just have some preparation. What happens if the unthinkable happens? What do we do? What do we need to do? What do the kids do? What do we know to do in these classrooms to try to save as many kids as possible? And it was fewer than 11 minutes. And how awful is that? 20 first grade students and 6 adults, and boom, they lost their lives just like that. And Newtown, Connecticut is a town that's just 60 miles outside of New York. And I think the thing that shook so many people up, besides how awful it was that it happened less than 5 months after the movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado, just outside of Denver. Two different things in a sense, except for they were mass shootings, but it gave way to the whole conversation about guns. So I wonder, have any of you changed your mind about guns? Do you think there should be more gun control or more gun access? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I think they should just be more protected at school, just be more aware, bulletproof glass or a couple of guards, depending on how big the school is and all of that. And certainly teaching the teachers anything they can about self-defense, about locking a door, that kind of thing. And I don't know that you could 100% prevent that anyway, and I don't think you can, but I don't believe it's the guns. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Nail the score. I'll tell you what, I have a great idea. This is what we're going to do. I think we push for Congress, if they can't come up with a budget, for every day they can't come up with a budget, we just they're just working for free. We're just going to dock their pay. And then everybody in government has to go through an Obamacare exchange. Whatever insurance they have, it's over. They are thrown into the website like everybody else. And then let's see how much they enjoy it. See how much they like having their current insurance canceled and now having to navigate the system. What better way to really know the effects of the Affordable Care Act? What a better way to be in touch with your constituents than to be getting the same insurance the same way? Of course, we know that will never happen, but I think that there needs to be some big shakeups, and this would be a way to do that. We have to demand more from the people out of Washington. Come on, some accountability, for goodness sake. Accountability, that's where it's at. Izzy, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yay.
I'm all done with my shopping. I don't have to deal with the public.
Good. That's a good thing.
I did it all online, too.
Yay.
I have a sad tale to tell.
Oh, no.
And I'm hoping the listeners out there will consider donating. Really, this is an incredibly sad situation. and I happened upon it by accident. But there's a young man, well, young to me, he's 39, raising his two children alone. His wife, who had been diagnosed with a bipolar disorder, medicated herself, got in a horrific car accident 3 years ago, almost killed herself, and injured the daughter severely. Then the little boy had an accident where one of his eyes was literally knocked out of his head, and the nose was so badly damaged, he will not be a candidate for an eye transplant. And the father, very nice man, I spoke to the man myself for over an hour, has learning disabilities, but that man studied his butt off to get his CDL and hazmat licensing so he could go to work. He actually goes to work. Probably couldn't fill out a single Social Security form if he tried. But he goes to work every day, 6:30 in the morning, doesn't get home till around 6 o'clock at night to support his family. He gets absolutely no support, no child support, no anything. In addition, the mother took off with all the savings, all the furniture, regardless of the children's comfort, left him with nothing.
Oh, no.
Now, he can't even get a place to rent because of local gossips in his community, which pissed me off, and because the little boy, who is ADHD and several other psychological disorders, is on medication, he likes to go knock on doors and visit, which irritates people.
Right.
And I can understand that to a point, but being turned down to even get a rental, that's obscene.
I agree.
That's absolutely obscene.
They don't know the whole story. That's crazy.
No. Mm-hmm. And they're just judging this man by his grandpappy, who I guess was not one of the nicest people, but this generation has really pulled themselves up, and they do very well. In addition, the aunt, who has helped her brother over his lifetime, actually, with his learning disabilities, their house burned a year ago, and she's going in for kidney surgery.
Wow.
Is that a plateful or what?
That is. That's rough. Oh,
and
that's
now,
so depressing.
I was just heartsick. I was up all night when I first heard about it, and I was so angry I could spit nails because we will give illegals everything under the sun, including driver's licenses now, but we can't help this man. Is there any way, if I wrote it up, Kate, that you could post it on your website?
Absolutely, absolutely. You send it to me and we'll do it.
And I told her, I said, you know, people are generous in this country, and they might donate to help him get a place, because where he resides, and I don't want to give out all the information and embarrass him or humiliate him, but eventually it will come out. But I said, why don't we try raising money for at least to buy a small home where he doesn't have to worry about apartments, duplexes, or anything, fence the damn yard. But
wow.
The other issue was, after discussing at length with the aunt the little boy's psychological issues, he really needs to be in a residential care facility. He's getting horribly teased at school because of his appearance. And, you know, because he's growing, the eye transplants will be frequent.
Right.
Because your eye socket grows. And I thought, you know, if we could find a place,
that would help him. Mm-hmm.
For a couple of years at the very least, where he's there 24/7, I think that would do a world of good for this lad. And I'll write it all up, and I can give you, in the email, I can give you personal data, too, that I don't want to really say on the air right now. But if anybody in this country actually needed some help, it's this man and his family. Because I'm going to tell you, not many men will go out and work given to his limitations, but by God, he does, faithful as the sun shines, unless you're in Minnesota with the snow.
Yeah. So what a story, the heartbreaking story. And it's good that you shared that with us, Izzy, because I say this all the time. People need to tell us about the wonderful things that people are doing to help people, but also when somebody needs help, absolutely.
He
absolutely
does, and I feel so bad for him. If I were a multimillionaire, he would have already had a house in escrow. I guarantee it, because I absolutely despise people that are selfish and cannot see beyond their noses, and they have to gossip about this child. That just, I mean, we're talking about school people that are gossiping.
Mm.
And I'm sorry, I just don't hold with that.
Mm.
So I'll write it, I'll type it up first thing in the morning and email it to you.
Excellent. Send it to me, Izzy. We're, you know, it's such a sad tale, and anything that anybody can do to help him out would be huge. And who knows, there may be somebody out there that can help with the son, like you said, a residential program. How great would that be? You know, we're the most generous country on the face of the earth until it comes to sometimes, not always, because some communities, a lot of communities, and even probably in this community, if people understood what was happening, they would help. But how is it that we just give trillions of dollars to help so many other people in other countries, and a lot of times we don't even help people that live right around the corner? So thanks for sharing that. Speaking of right around the corner, we are going to flip to nail the score. Boy, I hope you are out there alive and thriving, because you can take a shot at it. And if you win, you win some gift cards, you win some wonderful things from the prize closet, and you get bragging rights that you won Nail the Score. And because your chances actually have gotten better since we've had two winners in 4 years, I have a feeling about this. I have a feeling that somebody out there listening could become the next winner of Nail the Score. And we need some levity in the middle of government shutdown, healthcare exchanges, possibilities of a war breaking out with China and Japan, and we're caught in the middle of that. Hopefully that doesn't happen, and I don't really think, if I was moving the needle, that we're close, anywhere close to that happening. I don't believe it, but it is scary to think of it. And we have the situation in Afghanistan where we have troops, 50,000 troops still there, and no signed agreement from Hamid Karzai at this point, even though we're supposed to be completely out in 2014 by the end of the year. So there's confusion as to what's going to happen there in the battlefields, if you will, of Afghanistan. But Nail the Score is next on America Tonight.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Judge says I'm real good, best kid in the neighborhood, looks like got a future ahead of me. Quarterback number 15. Mom and dad are so proud of me. I'm down with the cool kids. Oh yeah.
On Thursday, Texans and the Jaguars. That's kind of a who cares scrub game, but there are some decent games this week in the NFL. It's dwindling down. I hope somebody nails the score because we're into week 14. All you have to do is once the computer randomly picks the game of the week, who knows, the Dolphins at the Steelers, the Lions at the Eagles, perhaps the Bills visiting the hapless Buccaneers, the Chiefs and the lowly Redskins, the Titans and the Broncos, the Vikings and the Ravens, the Giants and the Chargers. Just don't know what it's going to be. If you correctly nail the score, though, all you have to do is guess which team, once we have it, and tell us what the score is going to be. You, yes, you will win the fabulous prizes, the bragging rights, and everything else. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. Roll it, Nathan. Time for Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Mm-hmm. to let the computer go, Nathan. Let's see what the computer says. By the way, this is that computer that played the contestants on Jeopardy. We have it on loan. I don't know how Ted Anderson pulled it off, but he did. He has a lot of people that owe him favors, I guess, and he was able to get the big brain computer. So, the game of the week, the Panthers at the Saints. Interesting game because both teams are 9-3. The Saints coming off of a massacre, but now they're hosting the Panthers, who are red hot. They've won 8 in a row. New Orleans is actually favored by 4. Will the Saints lose again? They are 6-0 at home. Boy, it's tough to go away from that stat, isn't it? Especially coming off of an embarrassing loss. And the Panthers have a tall task. Absolutely. So we are nailing the score. If you just tuned in, we're not nailing the politicians. We do that quite frequently on this show. Instead, we are nailing the score, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go against the grain. If I'm going to nail this sucker, I'm looking at Cam Newton. I know that it's certainly, if on paper you do, if you do the X's and the O's of this thing, and because of the momentum shift, because of a big loss, and they were mortified by that loss, the Saints should come marching back, and I think they will. But I think that the Panthers, who could become the second team in the NFL to win 9 straight games this season, will do it. It's going to be close. It is. It's going to be close. I think that the Panthers are ready to claim the NFC South. The defense is going to be up. There might be a turnover or two. And the Saints, who haven't lost consecutive games in a regular season under Sean Payton since 2009, I think they will lose. They were routed by Seattle. Carolina's going to be tough. And Carolina beat the Saints twice last year. I'm going to say Carolina wins this, and the score will be 27-24. I think it's that close. I think the defenses on both sides do a pretty good job of stopping the ball. There may be a bunch of, in the red zone even, I think there may be a bunch of chip shots that account for the points. I mean, really, if you look at New Orleans at home, they're averaging way more than I'm giving them credit for. They're averaging 33 points a game. But I think that the defense and all of that's going to play into it much more than before. I think it's going to be an anomaly of a game. Let's put it that way. All right, you might disagree, or you may think that I'm absolutely right. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick in Illinois, are you picking the Panthers like me, or are you going with the Saints?
Going with the Saints. We got New Orleans 31, Panthers 17.
Ooh, so you think they're going to get routed?
Yeah, they got to come back and save face.
All right, they do have to come back and save face. I mean, that's a good reason to pick them, Rick. And you heard my stats at home. They're perfect at home. But I think this is a big game for Carolina. This is a prove. This is a show me game. I'm going to show you what we can do. And I think they're going to surprise a bunch of people. I really do. All right, Peter in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hola. What's up?
Hola. Oh, so much. Do you have a couple of hours? Let's go have some coffee.
Yeah, it's just what you need. What you just buzz right around the circle.
Carolina, are you going with Carolina like me, or are you going with the Saints like Rick?
I think I'm going to go Carolina.
Woohoo! You're playing for the right side this time. I think so.
Yeah. My usual number, 28-19.
28-19, yeah. I think that the Saints are going to not feel very good after this. They're not going to be crowned the champs in the South. I don't think so in the NFC.
Hey, is this a... Where are they playing? In-house or out in the third?
They're playing in New Orleans.
Oh, are they now? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could be a different factor. They're perfect at home. But stats are stats for a reason. I really think they're going to be vulnerable. This Cam Newton is stepping up, and he needs to step up in this one.
Yeah, he does. If he comes through on this one, he's the man.
He is the man. That's what I think. I think he's going to show people that finally they're going to see the kid that came out of Auburn that really has this going on this year. Even though they beat up on some patsy teams, but they also played some decent teams. And I think people are going to be surprised at the end of this game. Absolutely. Dan is listening to us in Cross Plains, Texas, one of my favorite places to go through. Hey, Dano, how are you?
I'm fat as a bear, fit as a fiddle.
I like that, fit as a fiddle.
I can play the fiddle. I play one song. It's called Down in the Valley, but I can never get out of it.
Ba-dum-bump. That's good.
Okay. I'm going to pick the Panthers 34-31 over New Orleans.
Oh, good. You're on the same side as me and Pete.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, and I got a quick joke for you.
Oh, I want to hear it.
This young princess was walking by a beautiful pond, and she seen this giant frog on this giant lily pad. And the frog spoke to her and said, "Hi, I'm an enchanted prince. If you will kiss me, I will immediately turn back into a prince, and you can marry me and share my realm." So she reached over and kissed him, and nothing happened. He says, "Try again." She reached over and kissed him again. Nothing happened. She says, "What's the deal?" He says, "Look, you get kissed your way, I get kissed mine."
Dan, oh my. You never know what you're going to get when you go to Dan. He has some good jokes, I have to say. I've stolen a few of those jokes, without a doubt. All right, so the game of the week is the game that we've been talking about, the Panthers and the Saints. Cam Newton, if you look last time out against the Bucks, and the Bucks, they should have shredded the Bucks. I mean, threw for close to 270 yards, and he had a couple of touchdowns. He also had a couple of interceptions, but I think he wasn't happy with the interceptions. But I think that that he is absolutely starting to turn a corner. And against New Orleans, they're going to have to be really careful about turnovers. He cannot be throwing those picks. That will make a big difference if that happens. Then they're going to end up in a hole, and they're going to have to bounce back against the Saints at home. And it is very loud. It is very, very loud at the Superdome in New Orleans. I've been there once, and I don't think I could hear for 2 days. They keep talking about how loud Seattle is, but I think the Superdome is pretty darn close to what they're putting up decibel-wise in Seattle. I mean, the fans just go absolutely crazy for the Saints. I mean, watching a whole game there, and I'm serious, you really can't hear when you leave the place because it is just so loud. So many people are yelling, and it's hard for the quarterbacks. It's hard to communicate and feel like you got across what you're trying to get across, and there's techniques for that. But still, when it's that loud, it's really, really tough. All right, we're going to rifle through a bunch of calls next. And, of course, you can also email us your guesses as well. People like to do that. You can do it until the top of the hour, americatonight.net, or give us a jingle at 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
We're going to hear what Cam Newton has to say about getting ready for the Saints and their defense in just a second. But we're nailing the score here. So will Cam Newton and the Panthers beat the New Orleans Saints this weekend? Or is it the other way around? And what do you think the final score is going to be? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. Being that you're the all-seeing, all-knowing guru of the Thursday night pick, and the game of the week is always picked by a computer, which is basically your husband holding up a dartboard. Anyway, 21-17 New Orleans.
Oh, are you kidding me? 21-17 New Orleans.
I've been as close as you've been.
Smarty. That's so true, isn't it? I mean, really, it's crazy. I said on another show something about that I would, if the Saints won this game, I would walk naked to New Jersey or something. I was joking, and they're like, wow, that's the most exciting thing we've heard on the air.
Now you say you're joking. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, what a fraud.
Oh, come on. I was joking on that one. Now, I mean, on other things, when if I say that here on America Tonight, I mean, you can, what is like that old Jerry Maguire line that moved from that movie? My word is as strong as oak. When I want it to be. That's the caveat. Dale, it's always fun when you call, brother. Thanks. All right, so we'll see. Good luck with that. We'll see if Dale's right. He says 21-17. The Saints. The Saints are going to win it. All right, Phil in Missouri. Man, the people in Missouri are going crazy over Mizzou. Is that the best story? That SEC title game, Auburn and Mizzou. Woo! I can't wait. There is nothing that's stopping me from watching that one. Hey, Phil, how are you?
Yeah, I think even if Mizzou would happen to win that, I think I still believe BCS will screw them over and keep them out of the title game.
I don't think they should, but I think they will. I think I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go Carolina 31-24 over New Orleans, even though it's in the Superdome. That's always tricky down there. But it is tricky. I think Cam's got it going right now, and he's in a groove.
Yep. I agree with you. I think you're right. You know, the good thing to know for next time around, I mean, hopefully Missouri does end up in that situation. If they don't, next year it's a playoff format in college football.
Exactly.
Finally, so we don't have to worry about that, because I think the BCS is just hogwash, and Missouri should be there, especially if they win that title game, they should be there, but I don't think they will be, unfortunately. All right, so we're talking about Carolina and New Orleans. Who do you think is going to win the game? I think it's the Carolina Panthers. My guess was 27-24. Hello, RC. What do you think?
I think I'm going to win this thing, so everybody needs to stand down. Thank you. You saved me a lot of money. I had bookings for New Jersey.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't analyze these games all the time, but this is going to be the final score. The Panthers are going to win this game by 31-27.
31-27.
Yes.
I like that guess. A lot of people are kind of in that neighborhood. So, all right, Panthers. A bunch of us think the Panthers are going to win it. It's going to be fun to watch that. I think it's going to be a close game, though. The predictions that are close, I think, are going to you have the best shot at it. RC, maybe you're going to be a winner this time around.
I think so.
I love that can-do attitude. You really researched this one, so that's good. RC, good luck with that. I hope you nail the score. So Cam Newton, he is the story. He can't throw any picks. They got to watch turnovers. Their defense has to be stellar, because New Orleans, like I said, was averaging 33 points at home. So if you want to go by what other teams are doing at home, that would be right behind Denver and Dallas. They've turned over the ball 7 times in the last 8 games, and they've got. They're one of 5 teams with a +10 turnover margin or better. So they got to avoid careless mistakes. And Cam Newton sized up the Saints' defense.
The defensive coordinator is somewhat of a mastermind on how to attack offense, and that's what we have to be prepared for. We got somewhat of a cheat sheet of the film this year, as well as the film from last year when we played them. So we're just going to trust in those keys to get us through.
All right, they're going to need them for sure. The Panthers have won 4 straight on the road, and we're the last team to beat the Saints at the Superdome, if you go back in history. But the problem is then you're going back in history. So, you can manipulate. I say this all the time, but it's true. You can manipulate the stats however you want to. And especially when it comes to sports, it's this is one that's going to, I believe, take every ounce of football on both sides. And this is a make-or-break game for Cam Newton in a way. Everybody's paying attention, but everyone's really sitting up straight. if he pulls this off in a very loud, unfriendly environment. It would be a coup for Cam Newton to do that. Hey, I wanted to throw this in because we were doing the nail the score thing and it was football. It's interesting. Mike Tomlin, and we mentioned this on the show, the Thanksgiving Day game, the Steelers against the Ravens, which was a close game, but the Steelers lost it. One of the things that happened was he was on the field of play, had his foot over the lines, and he had his back to the field, and he was actually looking at the Jumbotron and then got a big smirk on his face, and he really should have been called for unsportsmanlike conduct. He wasn't. But I'm so not surprised that he was fined $100,000 for interfering with a kickoff return, because Jacoby Jones grabbed the ball and was running it upfield, and who knows, he might have scored. I don't know. He had to avoid him. He said after he, because this is a good guy. Actually, Tomlin's a good guy. But the NFL fined him that amount of money. It is the second largest fine ever given to an NFL coach. You have to go back to 2007 and Bill Belichick, $500,000 for Bill Belichick. Remember the whole Spygate thing, all that stuff? So he said, you know, look, I take responsibility for what I did and apologize for the negative attention to the Steelers and I accept the penalty and all of that. And the Ravens coach, John Harbaugh, on the other side said, I respect the process. What's he going to say? I respect the process and everyone involved in this thing. Now, if the Ravens hadn't won that game, I think he would have gone ballistic, and I think a lot of the players would have been really upset. But because they won, they could joke about it a little bit, knowing that they had beaten the Steelers. If they hadn't, then this play where he was fined $100,000 would have become that much bigger. Got a bunch of people that emailed the show. This one from Jeffrey, who says, Kate, these people are crazy. I think that the Saints are going to slaughter Cam Newton and the Panthers. I think the final score is going to be 45 to 21, and that's being generous at the end because after they've already been blown out, they get a few cheap scores. This one from Jesse. Jesse says, Saints all the way. New Orleans wins it 31-10. Thanks to everybody who tried to nail the score. Good luck with that. I hope we have a winner.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.